This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Why wasn't I ready?
You said a guess.
Okay.
That was my guess.
I wasn't ready. You're right. Kevin, okay. Why wasn't I ready?
You were finishing your bite of breakfast there?
Yeah. Sandy's donut, actually.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
So, some important stuff we wrestle with around here, ladies and gentlemen, by golly.
Going anyway. Healthy today, huh?
Yeah. Yep. It's my middle name, Healthy. Welcome to What's on Your Mind, everybody. How are you? Scott Hannon here. Todd Mitchell. I'm in Fargo today. Todd's in Bismarck. We have on the team James and Kevin and Daniel and a bunch of folks hard at it. James will make sure you find out everything we're talking about today on social media. If you haven't yet followed us on What's on Your Mind, do that. It's the live blog of the show, so you can get little tidbits of what the guests are saying. Sometimes people say, who was that again? What's the name of that book? You can go check that out. So you'll be right there. What's on your mind? Guests on the program today include, and Daniel's, by the way, taking your calls, and we welcome those pronto. We're going to have to make some hay in this first half hour of the show on your calls, questions, and comments, because we have a bunch of guests today, all of who also welcome your calls. But if you want to just tell us what's on your mind, now's the time. 800-228-0550. Shoot me a text at 701-367-2054 or Todd at 226-8503. What else have I got to tell you? Governor Doug Burgum over here at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk a little bit about COVID, but also about some other things that are happening. Kind of nice when we can get beyond the COVID deal. North Dakota Attorney General Wayne Stengem will be here top of next hour. Going to break down the latest North Dakota crime report. Take a look at some numbers. What else we got? We got an author by the name of Ryan Gerdusky. He wrote a book called They're Not Listening. One of the things he wanted people to listen to about was guest worker visas. And the president must have listened because there's been a change on that. We're going to talk about that and some other interesting observations that he has about things that happened around the world that mirror what's happened here. A couple of quick news notes I think you should know about. One, NASCAR. Remember the noose that was supposedly found in the Talladega Super Speedway garage stall of Bubba?
Well, that's now fake news.
Wallace?
Yeah, that's fake news. News. Yeah.
Fake news. Fake news.
It's less than
I thought news, it was, you know, no news is good news. No noose.
It was just a rope, not the noose.
No noose is good news.
And it had been there for a long time, too.
Okay, come on. Come on.
Exactly.
I mean,
what?
Are you kidding me right now? So, first of all, Barney Fife could have investigated this in 5 minutes and been done with it. And we've been putting up with it for four days.
But that doesn't get rid of the talking points, though. You got to stick to the script.
I want a 48-hour moratorium on this. Folks, if you've missed any of this, you no doubt heard about the news in the stall of Bubba Wallace, and I mean, the NASCAR said they're going to be banned for life when we find out who did this. They brought in 15 FBI agents. They're going to investigate it up and down and everything
15.
Else.
15. How did they arrive at 15?
Who decided? I don't know.
Well, you know, we should have.
It's a big problem.
14's not enough. Nah, we don't need 16. I think 15 will be enough.
We're being played like fools here. This is ridiculous. And the media goes nuts. They eat it all up. But it's there ought to be like a 48-hour moratorium on hate crime
reporting.
By the
way, how many Confederate flags were there really at NASCAR races lately? I mean, back in the day, tons.
This is such a such a giant waste of time. It's unbelievable. So in case you didn't know, the allegation was there was a noose put in his garage meant to intimidate him, okay? They did an investigation, And they said, no, actually, he was in garage number 4, and that wasn't a noose. It was a pull for a garage door.
No, it was actually Carl from Caddyshack who found the turd in the pool. He figured it out. No big deal. Just a rope. No big deal.
I didn't know he was an FBI agent. But anyway, so you pull down the garage. You know, I've used it many times. I've never thought of him as a noose, right? It's just an easier way to get the garage door down.
It wasn't that big of a hole or whatever. I mean, a loop.
No, it was not a noose.
It was a rope.
It was a rope to pull the garage door down. Now, so anyway, somebody
killing an ant.
Somebody got a hold of the photo of this same garage and that same rope that was there long before anybody decided that this guy was going to be in. In other words, for months and months and months, years, I don't know how long, but a long time, and long before there was any thought of who would be in that particular garage for a particular race. Now, here's the other beauty, and this is where I think Barney Fife could have come in. You know, if I go down there and say, okay, well, yeah, where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Let's see it. Okay, bring me there. Bring me there. Okay, that's not a noose. That's a rope pull to pull the garage door down. Why is it only in this garage? Why is it meant to intimidate Bubba Wallace? What's going on there? Oh, wait a minute. It's in the next garage on the left. It's on the next garage on the right. Next garage. It's in all the garages. I mean, should that not have taken 5 minutes to figure out? You can't fix stupid, I guess. I don't know, but this is what I'm telling you, folks. This is the environment we're in. This is the shark sensing blood in the water. And it is media, and it is academia, and it is Democrats, and it's anarchists, and every cop hater on the planet, all coming together. And they use stuff like this to suggest we need reform. When you hear that, what do you make of that? How do you put the pieces of that puzzle together? I think it's absolutely crazy. Kristi Noem is the governor of South Dakota. Somebody has suggested they were planning some defacing of Mount Rushmore. President will be there a week from Saturday. First time we've had fireworks in better than a decade there, thanks to the president. And, by the way, a lot of events going down. Yours truly will be part of an event at Main Street Square in Rapid City. Starts at 5:30 on July 3rd. July 3rd. Okay, 5:30. Same day as the president. He'll be at Mount Rushmore at dusk for the fireworks. And we're starting early, Main Street Square, with big screen TVs for folks that don't have one of those 7,500 tickets to see the president at Mount Rushmore but want to be part of the fun. Mike Lindell is speaking, Jack Brewer is speaking, others to be determined. There's a big fundraiser going on down there that Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle, all right, David Bernhardt, the Secretary of Interior. Who else? Kellyanne Conway. That's like a 2-day deal. You can go fishing with Donald Trump Jr., the whole thing. Whole deal. Pretty amazing. If that sounds like something that interests you, let me know. I have some of the invites, so. You could go enjoy the fun. My wife Marie and I are going to be there. We're going to just soak in America and the Black Hills. But anyway, Kristi Noem got asked about, hey, what are you doing to protect Mount Rushmore? And she basically said, not on my watch. This isn't going to happen. And she also, I think, did a great job of drawing a distinction between flaws in human beings that everybody has, but also great things that can be accomplished. Pretty amazing. So we're gonna share that with you in just a moment here. But John is where? Where's John?
John's in Fargo.
John's in Fargo. John, Fargo, go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Well, I'll tell you, first off, I'm offended this morning, Scott.
What'd I do?
I'm deeply offended. I think they need to change the name of the Black Hills. It just seems racist to me.
I hadn't thought of that, but that's probably right. Next.
Black Forest Ham.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's all got to go. It's all got to go, baby.
Well, wait a minute, though. Help me out with this one, because right now they want the White House changed to the Black House, because they're calling that the Black House Autonomous Zone. B-H-A-Z.
Don't all houses matter?
I don't know.
Well, I'm surprised Pelosi hasn't started a push to, you know, paint it rainbow colors or something. I don't know where the compromise is there.
Well, the White House has been in rainbow colors thanks to Barack and Michelle Obama before, so probably not far behind to make it permanent. Yeah.
You know, I was listening to Sheriff Johnner. He's a good friend of mine, and just a stellar individual for those of you who have never met him. But, you know, one of the things that I can't probably talk about enough with people when it comes to supporting law enforcement, and this applies to the gun control topic and everything else, there's a whole bunch of us out here who seemingly insist on being members of the silent majority nowadays. And I'm going to tell you, Scott, I think it's about time that we start getting in people's faces. And we're very polite people by nature. We're not going to go out and burn and riot and loot. But, you know, when you see an officer, and I know from talking to some of them, it frankly kind of embarrasses them a little bit and makes them feel guilty, you know. And there are those people who say, well, they get paid plenty of money. But, you know, I won't hesitate to buy a cup of coffee, to buy a pop, hell, anonymously to buy a lunch, you know, for a police officer. And to me, it's kind of my quiet way of just supporting them. And I know it embarrasses some of them. And, you know, it's the way it is. But I want them to know that they are really appreciated.
That's great of you, John. That's great. Good idea. Do it, folks.
Everybody knows two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ram Jack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to RamJackNorth.com. That's RamJackNorth.com.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Pour me another drink, 'cause I don't wanna feel a thing no more. Hell no, I just wanna sip it till the pain wears off. Pour me another round. Line 'em up and knock 'em down. Two more, let's go. 'Cause I ain't never heard like this before.
Kristi Noem, my governor of South Dakota. She makes some sense or what? Roll that comment from her this morning on Fox and Friends.
My message is that this is no longer about equality. This is a radical rewriting of our history, and in South Dakota, we won't stand for it. for South Dakotans that love this mountain and Mount Rushmore, for this country, that recognize what it represents to us. And we will do all that we can to make sure that that message is loud and clear, that we will make sure that Mount Rushmore stays as majestic as it is today. It's a radical movement that's rewriting our history, that will take away all the lessons that we want to teach our kids and our grandkids. George Washington was a unifier. He brought this country together to lead us at a time when we needed the birth of the nation to get started.
Appreciate the common sense in that, taking it head on.
Yeah,
that's great.
Bet.
Brought to you in part today by our friends at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. How about that? Can I tell you about a Chevy 2018 Equinox Premier loaded up? This is at the Valley City store. Pucklich, Chevy, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Cool-looking SUV. Looks brand new. It's priced to move today as well. All-wheel drive, heated and cooled leather seats, heated steering wheel, backup camera, navigation, 18-inch aluminum wheels, and a peppy 1.5-liter engine. Great mileage, plenty of power. Cajun red color, black leather seats, and less than 36,000 miles. Check this out. A panoramic sunroof, so it feels a little like a convertible. You're going to love the price, too. You ready? I can't even believe this. $23,356 is what it's priced at right now in the window. But if you go in there, grab that sticker, say $23,356, but I heard about this on What's On Your Mind. What do I get it for? How about $1,000 off? Just for telling them you heard about it right here. PucklichValleyCity.com. Find out more. Call them 800-401-4352. Bismarck 2. Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. 800-228-0550. Our telephone number on What's On Your Mind. Earlier, caller was talking about a conversation we had previously with the sheriff of Cass County, Jesse Yonner. And I asked Sheriff Yonner whether or not it is possible to not have the assault on law enforcement, the effort to defund law enforcement, the effort to provoke law enforcement front and center, not affect you as you go about your job. It's impossible. It's absolutely impossible. It really is. I just want to tell you that's what that was about. Texter says, good morning, Scott. Props to the South Dakota governor. She has a lot of the same common sense as our wonderful governor. I am so North Dakota proud. Appreciate that very much. Scott, it's all good versus evil. We all need to get down on our knees, and I don't mean to protest. I mean to pray. That's what I wish those Kaepernick robots would do. We'll say a prayer for our country. Take a knee right before the national anthem.
Yep.
Say a prayer, then stand up. Be a man. Crying out loud. Craziness. Looks like another crazy season in the NFL. Going to have that all over again, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, they don't do that in baseball. And Major League Baseball is coming back 60 games there. That's good news. Glad to hear that, too. All right. Off-air call on Kellyanne. Roll it.
I wanted to comment on Kellyanne Conway this morning. I heard her comments about the situation in Seattle. And I hope one day that she runs for president. I love the way she commands respect and handles situations. I think she would make an awesome leader. She's powerful. She's smart. She speaks well. I hope that happens one day. Have a good day, guys.
How about Noam Conway, 2024?
Wouldn't that be something?
You want women?
Exactly.
There's a couple of great ones right there.
Somebody said I'm mispronouncing the sheriff's name. I always say Yonner. Is it Johnner?
Johnner, yeah.
That's what I said, wasn't it? Johnner. You just heard Yonner. John.
Johnner, yeah.
I have a Norwegian.
Yeah, exactly. I was just going to say.
Little.
It's probably phonetically correct to say Yonner.
Well, I swear that.
Comes by, but yeah, he says Johnner.
I asked him one time, but we got it straight there, so there you go. You're good there. I have a zillion texts, so I should probably get to those here. Todd doesn't like it when I exaggerate, but I'm not kidding you. It's a zillion. If the radical left tried to deface Mount Rushmore, a war would be brewing.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be a war.
Oh, yeah.
You tried. Texter says, the Black Hills come from the Lakota name Pahasapa. So it was named by the Lakota and is considered sacred to them. Then put on Mount Rushmore the presidents that screwed over Native Americans. He doesn't like it. It's there. Robert, can I give you some advice? Going through life as a victim is almost a surefire way to have nothing but sorrow in your life. And even if I was to say, look, let's pick out 2-3 things from those presidents. Who's up there? Washington, Teddy Roosevelt,
Lincoln,
Jefferson, yep. Abe, and say, let's pick out 3, 4, 5 flaws that you would disagree with. Did your dad have flaws that you didn't like? Did your mom have flaws that she did? I mean, every human being has a flaw here or there that they don't like, or things they did where they turned their life around. That's one of the reasons we're given the life we are, is to get it right by the end. And it does not erase accomplishments. Professional protesters that try to stir this pot are professional organizers. They're like Barack Obama in training. You know, so it starts as a community organizer and morphs into anarchist. It happens.
You know, having spent as many years on the Black Hills as I have, and being a crazy horse so many times too, I just wish that would get done.
What would get done?
Crazy Horse, the monument to Crazy Horse. Yeah. It's been half done for 2 decades now.
Write the check.
Get it done.
Big bucks, Kevin.
I would love to see it.
I think that's a money thing, isn't it? I don't know.
Yeah.
Kevin, let's see. Todd in South Dakota, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, I want to tell you about Mount Rushmore. I'd say anybody tries anything, I'm locked and loaded. But that being said, when you get there, they got what they call the mood of the mountain. You just step back and take a look at that. And it has a mood, depending on the day, the sunshine, everything. It's probably the neatest thing you'll ever feel. So when you get there, take a step back and just look at that.
I'll remember that. I think it was in my 20s when I was there last. It's been a while. Looking forward to the next weekend to be there, and especially with the president there and all his family there, and you know, a bunch of folks out there taking in fireworks for the first time in over a decade. I'll be perceptive of the mood. I will do it. I appreciate the tip, Todd. I love it.
All right.
Thanks for calling. What a wonderful, wonderful piece of Americana right there. Texter says, let he who is without sin topple the first statue. Exactly right.
There you go.
Let he who is without sin topple the first statue. Robert, Andrew Jackson, a Democrat, signed the Indian Removal Act. All right. That's what a listener wanted to share. We have others. Governor Burgum, when we come back, don't go away. So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month, or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is now reportedly supporting another round of stimulus checks for Americans because of the pandemic. That's according to a report in the Washington Post, which adds there is continued opposition by conservatives on Capitol Hill, who say it will simply cost too much. Economist Vance Gin, who once worked in Trump's cabinet, says instead of sending people more money, states should just continue to reopen their economies.
The latest state-level job report shows that the states that are opening up faster, like Texas, are having more job creation than places that are a little bit slower in their phase out, like in California.
U.S. Senate Democrats say they plan to block a vote on a Republican police reform bill today, calling it a half-baked effort that wouldn't really address police violence in America. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I love my boots broken, I love my camo hat, don't mind a little paint on my jeans, yeah, I roll like that. I love driving my truck across the railroad track, if you hit it too quick.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by Petroserve USA, helping America feel better. How about some home cooking on this Wednesday? Sound good?
Yeah.
Swedish meatballs or lasagna?
Yep.
Is that, you got a hankering for a little lasagna, do you?
Yep.
All right.
I'm good with both.
Cruising the Valley City location, exit 292, off I-94, and it's yours. Chef's choice in Harwood today. Chili dogs. Gotta love the chili dogs. 12th Avenue Fargo location, or hamburger hot dish. I got to do it. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. I have a meeting of 1-2. Maybe I'll run over there, bring back some hamburger hot dish, make everybody else jealous. What do you think of that?
There you go.
That's the beauty. Grab-and-go convenience, but it's home cooking. All lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. They've got it all at Petroserve USA. Valley Dairy's up in Grand Forks, too. Petroserve USA. Tell them Scott sent ya.
I'll fly if you buy. Isn't that how it works?
There you go. Is the governor on yet, Daniel? You're patching him through right now. He's patching him through right now. That's what we do. We got to do a little pass-through. Exactly right. And what's on your mind? 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. If you have a question for our guest, Governor Doug Burgum, today on What's On Your Mind. Good morning, Governor.
Morning, Scott. How are you today?
Doing fantastic. How are you?
It's a great day, beautiful day today, and lots of great things happening in North Dakota. So always fun to be with you on air.
Well, appreciate the time, for sure. We love the fact that you're as accessible as you are and answer all the questions that come your way. And the listeners obviously appreciate it as much as anything. 800-228-0550, or you can text us at 367-2054. A few questions are coming in. The numbers, I'm going to start with the COVID stuff. The numbers really look to be, I don't know, the term I hear once in a while is bottom bouncing, as low. Are we near the end here? As far as the phases and getting back to whatever post-COVID normal is like?
Well, we like where we are in terms of the numbers, and we like where we are in terms of testing. In the last 7 days, we did a record number of tests, over 20,000 tests, and our percent positive was right around 1% for most of the week, yesterday a little below that. And so that's great because the team that's out there, we're doing a great job of trying to find cases. That's what we're doing because, as the Dr. Burke said yesterday when we're on the call with the White House task force, that it could be 60% of the people under age 30 that get it are either they have no symptoms or the symptoms are so mild they don't know they have it. So you could have somebody who's, under 30 and is positive and is spreading, and then they're spreading it to people that are, over 70 or over 80, to which those folks, it's really deadly. And so the challenge for this thing, it's not about are we over or not, because it's still present. It's, how do we manage a disease which is not risky for young, healthy people and deadly for older people with underlying conditions. I mean, this is stuff we didn't really know 4 months ago. Now we know now how unevenly the risk is spread. And so we have to continue to be really, as you say, North Dakota smart, and not only, you know, worry about people worrying about themselves. We've got to collectively worry about those in our lives that are more vulnerable.
There were multiple protests here where people sort of defied all the COVID rules, right? They're all nose-to-nose. It started May 30th. It's continued the last couple of weeks, yet we've yet to see any spikes from that. And similar things have happened in other places as well. Is that a sign that, okay, some of those concerns about large gatherings and whatnot creating a spike are in the rearview mirror and we can proceed to full open?
Well, I think it's some of it has to do with time and also indoor outdoor. I mean, there's again so much we still don't know about this, but you talk about transmissible moments when we talk about the contact tracing, and if somebody's positive and we know that someone who's positive, we have many cases, or someone's positive, they spread it to everybody else in the household. Well, they're closer than 6 feet to each other for, more than 10 or 15 minutes, and then the thing can spread. But if you're, if you're running into a grocery store, and without a mask on, you run in the grocery store, you run in and out, and you're not close to anybody, that's very different than if you're working at the checkout counter all day and you go by 100 and some people. So again, the risk, really spreads, but it's good news that in the protests that happen, which again were essentially all outdoors, and in some cases like in Island Park, I think you were there, Scott, people were spread out, and so that's good news that hasn't created a rebound. We know that in 110 counties out of 3,100 in the United States, 110, those include some of our most dense metros. Those do include places where there were protests, where some of those places are seeing an increase. Again, and that's something we want to avoid here in North Dakota, because we're focused on not just lives, but also livelihoods. We want to get our economy fully rolling again. And so, again, it's good that people continue to be smart versus complacent during the summer.
I heard you mention towards the end of one of the briefings recently about, a review of an idea of county-by-county reopening. Is that under consideration?
It is, and we took a look at that yesterday before the briefing. We have 53 counties in North Dakota. We got 11 measures we're tracking by county. None of the counties are at all 11. We've got some that are at 8 out of 11, a bunch that are at 7 out of 11. It's a bit of a checkerboard. So we'll continue to monitor that. But we know Cass County, where we had a large number of cases, the numbers are coming down nicely in Cass County as well. So, it's always our hope, because it's just simpler to communicate, simpler for the local political subs, and simpler for citizens if we can move the whole state from one color code, one risk level to another as a state. But if we have a flare up in some city or some metro area, we won't hold back the rest of the state on opening up, and we've got the ability to do it county by county.
Kent and Edgley for Governor Doug Burgum. Go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind, Kent.
Good morning, Scott and Governor. May I change the subject slightly?
Of course. What's on your mind?
Well, Governor, I really appreciate the job you're doing, and I believe we've got the best man in the governor's office, but 2024, after Donald Trump's second term, would you consider the presidential run?
Well, Kent, that's a flattering consideration, but I'm completely focused on North Dakota. We got an election to win in the fall, and that's where the focus is. And again, I'm sure that regardless of what happens this year, there'll be hundreds of people that want to pursue that job. And what I'm doing this because I love North Dakota. And I love working and serving for the people of North Dakota, so keep the focus right here, right now.
I understand. I just believe that with your economic background and following Donald Trump with another intelligent businessman rather than an attorney would be the best presidential.
You probably have to agree
there. I think that I have to agree with that. I think having business leaders in these executive roles make a huge difference. I mean, these are operating roles. You've got to actually operate, deliver more efficient government. That's very different than the congressional or the legislative roles. And so, again, I think the background, appreciate that you understand the background really matters, and we've been blessed in North Dakota. We've had a string going back many decades of having business people in the governor's office, and I think that's one of the reasons why North Dakota is, so well-positioned today.
Thanks for the call, Ken. Appreciate it very much. Last question, the COVID stuff I wanted to ask you about relates to nursing homes. And you've explained it at great length on this program, and we've spent a lot of time on this because we hear from a lot of families that are just extraordinarily frustrated. You present the data that says, here's why we're doing what we're doing, and it's sort of like it just is what it is. Thankfully, now you're to a point where they're reopening, and a number of the facilities are in these different phases, and I think people see progress. The one area that remains as a big concern right now is the definition of compassionate care. And my understanding of this is, you have individuals who are in very challenging, stages of the end of life where, they are without their loved ones. And so now the idea of compassionate care and what that means, in other words, how do you circumvent the rules that are in place for all the right reasons when someone is in a later stage of getting ready to leave us after having these months of not seeing their loved ones? And my understanding is it comes down to the definition of compassionate care. What is your definition of compassionate care?
Well, I think the key debate that's been going on here, Scott. Let me just first start to say with, again, to the great work that's being done by everybody in long-term care, we've really protected those that are most vulnerable in North Dakota better than really almost any other state. And now we've got, 212 of our 218 facilities are, as of yesterday, we're at phase one, more coming on every day. And then phase two, which is where we can start indoor visitation, 35 facilities have entered into phase two, and all along people have been able to do outdoor visitation. That's varied facility by facility based on their local rules, but from state guidelines, outdoor visitation has been available. So we've got a lot of people that are reconnecting. On the compassionate care, the key phrase there on the definition is the end of life, because we absolutely and all along have had a ability for families, if they're in end of life or a hospice situation, to be able to visit their family members. We had some folks that were saying, compassionate care should sort of extend to all 10,000 people because of the, the mental health risks associated with separation. And so I think some were considering using that definition as a way to kind of circumvent the visitation rules that we're using to try to keep COVID out of the facilities. But now, as our testing capability came up, as this week in Bismarck, we're running a pilot where we had family members that got free testing, and they've been able to go in and visit their loved ones. And so as these more people go to more facilities, join the 35 that are already at phase two, then we're going to basically have this problem solved, and we'll have it solved ahead of any other state in the country, because we are all, you and myself and everybody in our administration, we're all advocates for getting families back together again, but we're advocates for doing that safely because, we've seen what's happened, in Massachusetts. They got into a veterans home, and before they knew it, they had 80 veterans that had died. We've seen it happen in New Jersey, where 70 people died in the same facility, and all you got to do is go over to Moorhead, where, they had, outcomes in Moorhead, even with some of the same operators that were very different on the Moorhead side of the river than they were on the Fargo side. It was because of the testing and the care that was being delivered to make sure we could keep COVID out. So, safe reopening, that's key. We're going fast. We can. Some people think we're going too fast on it, but I think we found the right balance, and we'll keep moving ahead and helping people get to phase two.
Short break. Come back with more of our time with Governor Doug Burgum and your calls, questions, and comments. Bismarck, Mandan, Jamestown, some texts as well, all coming up. Don't go away.
Now you compare monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command Tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk, Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today, 701-235-0119, 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you read Mike Lindell's book yet? It is so good. What are the odds from crack addict to CEO? This book is an inspiration. No matter what mistakes you've made in life, no matter how far down you have gone or are, you can be the next Mike Lindell. You can build a world-class company and design a pillow. It's really amazing. And right now, if you buy the book, you get a $25 gift certificate for anything in the MyPillow catalog, as well as, it's another nice deal, free shipping. So go to MyPillow.com, 800-506-9028, call them, or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Mike is going to be signing copies of his book. We're going to be in Rapid City. Mike Lindell, Jack Brewer, and yours truly speaking in Main Street Square, Rapid City, on Saturday. No, I always get this messed up. So, yeah, Saturday's the 4th, right? Friday the 3rd. Friday the 3rd is when we're doing it. It's the 3rd in Main Street Square ahead of the fireworks at Mount Rushmore. So it should be a whole lot of fun. Donald Trump Jr. Is there fly fishing all week. And Kellyanne Conway and David Bernhardt, the Secretary of Interior. It's going to be amazing. So come on now. We're going to have a grand old time. And then swing back through Medora and go to the Medora Musical because that's open now, too. And getting rave reviews already, folks. It's a beautiful thing. Back with Governor Doug Burgum and our a conversation here today on What's on Your Mind. During the break here, a question came in on COVID. Then I want to pivot to some other things. But it says, I've been wondering about the COVID deaths. I think all the deaths I've heard about have underlying conditions, but not once have I heard any percentages of what those underlying conditions have been. Say out of 78 deaths, 35 of them COPD, maybe 5 had pneumonia, and so on. Can you find this out? What are the underlying conditions? What have they been? How many deaths attributed each? Then posted somewhere or announce it several times on your show so we can all hear it. I have a condition as well. I just want to know which side of the statistics I will end up on.
Well, we do track that, Scott, and we haven't been releasing that. But let me just take for your listener. I'll take that question, work with our team, and see what we can. We're walking this line. Well, trying to be as transparent as we can, with also protecting the personal health and information of those individuals who have passed. But we absolutely do track that information.
Lee in Bismarck for Governor Doug Burgum. Go ahead, Lee.
Yeah, Governor. The question I have is that you see Roosevelt's statue in New York, the museum, they're going to tear it down. And my biggest concern is we're going to build a Teddy Roosevelt museum out at Medora. What have you done now, knowing that this is just generating this vandalism now? What have you done differently to protect the investment that the state of North Dakota is making in this museum? I can kind of see a bunch of goofballs with two vans between Minneapolis and Seattle stopping in and absolutely raising all kinds of problems. So I just wanted to hear what you not specifically, but how are you going to address it? Thank you.
Thank you. I think the key here is that this is about a statue, not about Roosevelt or his legacy. Even Theodore Roosevelt's great-grandson has said that the statue didn't represent what they viewed as their family's or TR's legacy or his views. And again, it wasn't just the statue of Theodore Roosevelt. It's a statue of three individuals that represents a Native American man, an African man, and Roosevelt. This was something that was designed after he died. They had a contest in 1925. It went up in 1940. It was not related to the Roosevelt family. It was state of New York and the city of New York. They put it in front of the museum that the Roosevelts had a long history of supporting. And it's been controversial almost since the day it went up. I mean, this one's been an 80-year controversy because of people's view of what they thought that piece of art represented. But I don't think it's going to have any effect. The TR Library in North Dakota continues to move forward. Fundraising is going extremely well. The vision is broad and deep in terms of what that institution could mean to North Dakota, to higher education, to K-12, to tourism, to southwestern North Dakota. And I think that the TR's life and legacy is the message that he has is more important, more relevant today. Whether it's his conservation message or whether it's the message about the United States' role in the world. And so we're full speed ahead, I believe that the library is going to be, completely separate from any controversy related to this, 80-year-old piece of art in New York City.
Only have a minute left, so I'm going to go with this question that is coming in various forms from folks. How do you assess the North Dakota economy now compared to the national metrics? What are you looking at? What's unemployment at? What's investment like? How are we sitting in North Dakota right now?
Well, I think there's a lot of positive things going on in North Dakota. The one, of course, which drives a lot of tax revenue for the state of North Dakota is oil and gas industry. And so we are pleased to see that the price is back up where it is, but we're going to need to get to $50 probably before we see a lot of activity coming back. And to get to $50 for a barrel of oil, people are going to have to start traveling again. I mean, the airline numbers are way down, and I think we'll see a lot of people driving. I expect we'll see a lot of tourism in North and South Dakota, Montana, Wyoming. People can look at a map and say, where was the least amount of COVID? Where was it best handled? Where are the most businesses open? That's going to bring you to, the four states up here. And so I expect we're going to have a lot of tourism dollars, but then that'll help But I'd say, you know, again, agriculture's had a tough run the last couple of years, so we'd love to see those commodity prices firm up. But this is why Brent Stanford and I are focusing on strengthening, diversifying the economy. We're still too dependent on the commodity prices we can't control as a state, and if we want to have a great future.
Hold that thought, Governor. More after this, folks.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.